This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. Mazie Ford was the only verified super centenarian in Florida, someone who's over 110 years old. Ford died earlier this week. Her family tells us she died peacefully at her condo in Hallandale Beach. She was just weeks shy of her 113th birthday in June. Ford spent the last years of her life knitting baby hats for families at Memorial Regional Hospital in Hollywood. Her family estimates she knitted close to 5,000 hats since she started 10 years ago. We first told Ford's story about a year and a half ago, and we'd like to share it again. When I first walked through the door to Mazie Ford's Hallandale Beach condo, she's wearing a blonde wig, some blue eyeshadow, and a pink blouse with a butterfly brooch. She tells me I'll never catch her without her pink lipstick on. She had the energy to sit and talk with me for nearly 3 hours straight.
Do you want Dancing with the Stars? Does he look familiar? Here he is.
She jumps up and grabs her walker to move quickly across her condo. She shows me a picture of Derek Hough with his arm around her on her 109th birthday. She doesn't spend a lot of time focusing on the past. Like many South Floridians, Mazie started coming to Hallandale as a snowbird. She and her first husband, Harry, used to spend winters at the beach. It was her daughter, Joanne Levinson, who called her mother in Philly one day in 1967. She asked her mom to spend the winter at then a new development called the Hemispheres. Joanne remembers Mazie passing the phone to her dad.
She said he wouldn't say no to me, and that's how they got their first apartment in this building.
She still lives here in the same condo, independently, though a nurse helps her now. Independence has always been important to her. She got married in the early 1920s, shortly after women got the right to vote. She was 16.
When my husband asked me to marry him, I said, only if you buy me a car.
By the time Mazie moved to Hallandale permanently, she was a widow who had just remarried.
I played a lot of golf. I played a lot of bridge. And I had my own car.
Though she can't play golf anymore, she still loves her bridge and mahjong. And her daughter Joanne comes over almost every day.
She was always a sharp lady, an excellent bridge player, a terrific mahjong player.
Mazie's best friend now is Marla Oxenhandler. She often comes to visit too. There are 51 years between Mazie and Marla.
It's just like talking to someone my own age.
Well, we talk about families, and I'm interested in her family.
Marla's grown kids live in Philadelphia, and Mazie loves hearing stories about the place she grew up and what it's like now. Mazie's always been really artistic, and she's kept that up. For her 100th birthday, as a party favor for her guests, she made small wire butterflies with hundreds of tiny pink beads by hand. When she got bored with beading, she moved on to knitting. She started with blanket squares for the nonprofit Warm Up America. Now she's been knitting and delivering hats for newborn babies at Memorial Regional Hospital in Hollywood every month. It's the only time she leaves her condo. The hats are how she and Marla met. Marla used to work for Memorial Regional.
She used to just bring them and drop them off at security, and it didn't make her feel that good because she didn't see where they were going.
So Marla started taking Mazie to visit the families who received her hats. Mazie holds up a pink, yellow, and green hat with a big yellow pom-pom on top, filled with tissue paper to keep its form.
And I try to invent combinations. I think this is pretty. I do enjoy every bit of what I'm doing.
Joanne helps knit the hats. Not as many as her mom, though.
It keeps her interested, keeps her mind active. It gets her out with people, so she's not just confined to the apartment all the time. These things have kept her going. I hope it keeps me going.
Joanne Levinson is in her early 90s herself. She was at her mother's side when she died in her sleep this week, 7 weeks before her 113th birthday. This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski.